I'd like now to welcome Susan Longhenry. She's the director of the Harwood Museum of Art in Taos. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you're just passing through Santa Fe, and we don't have that many chances to talk to people from Taos. Every once in a while we do. And the Harwood Museum is very much of a destination, and it's a place that's changed quite a lot lately.
It really has. It's actually, it's the second oldest museum in the state of New Mexico. I'm not sure how many people know that, but we will celebrate our 90th anniversary next year in 2013. Yeah. So it's really kind of interesting because it was formed, the Harwood Foundation was formed by Lucy Harwood in 1923, and she was joined by Taos Society of Artists, artists Bert Phillips and Victor Higgins. So when you really think about the Taos Society of Artists, you really should be thinking about the Harwood Museum of Art as well, because we're really part of that story. But indeed, it has grown tremendously just in the past few years. We had an expansion in December 2010 that added a beautiful new gallery, the Mandel & Reebok Gallery, and a 130-seat auditorium that just really has transformed the place.
Now, is that one of those HD auditoriums?
It is. It's got surround sound. It's got high-definition projection. It's really just a fantastic space. I feel like when you go in there, like you're in a space shuttle or something. It really kind of transports you through some of the great things that happen in there. So,
and it's the second HD auditorium in Taos.
It is. There's also Taos Center for the Arts, which does different types of programming. But we do films, we do jazz concerts, we really do a lot of wonderful things there that, you know, it's only an hour and a half away. It's an easy drive up there, love it. We'd love to see some Santa Fe people up there.
Well, and there's a lot of people who listen to this show who live partway between Santa Fe and Taos, or who live in Taos or in the surrounding hills. Mm-hmm. And what kind of exhibitions do you have going on, and what do you have planned?
This is a fantastic time to come to the Harwood because we have a really wonderful exhibition called Agnes Martin Before the Grid, which is our clever way of saying that the Harwood actually is very well known for the Agnes Martin Gallery, which is a permanent installation of seven Agnes Martin grid paintings that surrounds you in a really wonderful octagonal space. But she had a body of work that she worked on for 20 years before that is very, very little known. And so this exhibition explores that work, biomorphic. It's work from maybe the late 1940s to the early 60s. So it really sheds a lot of light on the work of Agnes Martin. I think helps you understand how she came to where she wound up with those grids, which I think, you know, a lot of people walk into that magical gallery and there are one of two reactions. One is that they fall to their knees and they're just immediately meditating, or they look at it and say, okay, what is this? So
right.
I think it really helps to see the artist's journey, what she worked through for the 20 years before that Agnes Martin Gallery
happened. You should go to the grids and then the before the grid and then back to the grids.
You should, and see how you look at the grids differently.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what we try to do at the Harwood, is to have conversations with art and artists, and that's up through June 17th. This is she would have been 100 years old on March 22nd, so we had a big birthday party for her up in Taos.
Wow.
and a big symposium.
She had a very long life.
She did. She lived until she was 92. She died in 2004 in Taos at the Plaza de Retiro, it was known as.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because she's such an internationally prominent artist. But she was a person who just tooled around Taos in her, you know, in her cars, everybody knew, with the Hillary Clinton bumper sticker on it. So kind of where the person and the legend meet is what this exhibition is about. And that's been pretty, you know, for the Harwood, I mean, it's pretty exciting to be able to deliver that kind of experience.
Now, who are the people who come to the museum? Does it tend to be mostly people from out of town who know that that's one of the destinations you're supposed to go to, or do a lot of New Mexicans go?
Both, actually. We get a lot of people who come from all over the country, especially, to be honest, to see that Agnes Martin Gallery. In fact, I think our fifth most popular zip code is New York. So we draw a lot of people who know a lot about the Taos Society of Artists, who want to see our paintings, the Victor Higgins, the Bert Phillips, the Bloom and Shine. But also, I think we're known as the place where, if you like Agnes Martin, you need to come experience that Agnes Martin Gallery.
Right.
But we have a lot of people from Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and it's really just, it's a very easy day trip, and it can be a fun getaway.
And my favorite pizza place is there, if it's still there, Outback.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah,
so
no,
good.
It's fantastic. It's a big, it fills you up, that's for sure, so you may remember that. But
yes.
I'm thrilled to be in Taos.
So we're talking to Susan Longhenry, director of the Harwood Museum of Art in Taos. How are you celebrating your centennial?
Well, it's the centennial of course, the state of New Mexico, but it happens to be the centennial of two pretty amazing artists who live in Taos. One of them was Agnes Martin, but the other was...
Oh, that's right. You guys are 90 years old.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be 90 years old next year. But Beatrice Mandelman is another artist who moved here from New York in the 40s, about the same time that Agnes Martin first came to Taos. And Beatrice came out here with her husband, Louis Reebok. And she actually came out here, and they thought about checking into Santa Fe, and that was at the recommendation of the artist John Sloan, who many people will know. That was one of his teachers, and they found Santa Fe too congested. So they actually, they wound up in Taos and moved there in the 40s and stayed there until they both passed away. But Beatrice Mandelman will be celebrating her centennial with an exhibition this summer, rather two of them, one of collage work. She worked a lot in collage, and another very different of social realist prints. So that's going to be, I think, a really another fun celebration of an artist who lived in Taos, was a really pretty remarkable woman. We've got this collaboration going on with the town about the remarkable women of Taos.
Yes, we did a show on that recently with
Kathy Connolly,
and Cherie Burns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, there were some pretty rowdy women who lived up in Taos, and, you know, Beatrice was somebody who was hitchhiking to Mexico in the 40s with her friends. And
right.
So it's, but...
I find it continually irritating that there are all these amazing women artists who are finally getting a show that no one's really ever heard of, and in their day, they were just as famous as the male artists around them, but they didn't quite make it into art history. I hope that changes.
Well, I think that's certainly part of this initiative.
Yeah.
You know, that they always say Anonymous was a woman, right? I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, but I mean, who's ever heard of Beatrice Mandelman?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's something that Harvard can do, is really shed some light on artists who worked in Taos and did amazing work, and I think people would enjoy seeing those shows.
So the HD phenomenon is really big here. We've got all kinds of operas and plays from the Royal Theatre in London and all that kind of stuff. What kind of shows are you doing up there?
We do all kinds of things, and it's just so cool because you can be there in Taos, New Mexico, and for example, we do simulcasts of the lectures from the 92nd Street Y in Manhattan, and it's just so fun. It's just a little thrill to sit in the audience, and they'll say at the beginning, "Welcome to Harwood Museum of Art in Taos, New Mexico," and you can submit questions. But they have, for example, Madeleine Albright is coming up as one of our 92nd Street Y speakers. That'll be coming next month. So that for me has been pretty exciting, to have that kind of intellectual dialogue, even if you're just watching, access to this kind of experience. But we also do a lot with the Bolshoi Ballet, so you can sit in Taos and pretend you're in Russia. They do simulcasts of their ballets that we work with. We've done the Paris Opera House. So
those are two amazing things. They did a Bolshoi thing at the Lenzik a couple of years ago, and it made you cry.
It
was so good.
Yeah. No, it really does transport you, and I think just the power of technology. I mean, I remember when technology first came out, people were worried that it was going to be all about the machines and not about people. But this is what it does, is it brings people together, and it brings these amazing experiences to you. So
the Harwood Museum of Art, ladies and gentlemen, is pretty easy to find. It's just right in...
We're right by the plaza.
Yeah. You're right in the center of town.
Ladue Street's right off the plaza, so if you get there and just head a little bit south, you'll find us.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Susan Long-Henry is the director of the Harwood Museum, and come back next time you're in San Fe.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Excellent.